Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise one minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
Yeah.
I'm George.
Oh, yeah. He's George. Yep. I'm Rob.
Oh, screwing it up already. No, it is. It's a Woodyard episode, everybody. So.
Listen, yes, we bring the quality with every breath. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we just take too many of them between what we say.
Speaking of a breath, I stumbled at the beginning there because I legit was eating a cherry and I don't know where the pit went.
You'll find it later.
I had to make sure that I had all my razors and sharp objects away from me so I didn't kill myself during the episode.
Oh, yeah. That's safe.
That's smart thinking.
I know.
But I don't blame him.
If we get to a Scientology moment later, you know, then we just...
That was last year's bits.
Yeah, that was...
They have all new tired bits this year. Yeah, it's Scientology.
Scientology. Yeah. Benji Scientology, exactly.
All right, we're talking about minute 16. We're in the warehouse. It begins with...
The what house?
A warehouse.
Who?
A
woodhouse?
With a bomb. And it ends with...
When?
The White House?
Who?
With our introduction to Kerry Russell.
Do we see a nubbin from that first frame? We do see a nubbin.
That's not a nubbin.
It's a bomb nubbin.
It's a bomb nubbin.
That's the Axe body spray bomb.
Yeah.
That nubbin is the bomb.
Smell the thunder.
Bomb nubbin.
You want to smell like explosions? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bomb nubbin by Abrams.
This minute starts with Ethan throwing a butt plug that just sticks to the pillar.
That is not a butt plug because it is not flared to keep for
footage. There's no flared base. Thank you, George.
Rob, if that is a butt plug for you, then you have different issues than we do.
Well, once it magnetically attaches to the wall, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, that's not a butt plug. That's just a magnetic dildo.
Oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, ask your cleaning person about what a butt plug is.
Sponsored by Extreme.
Those things have some funky physics going on with them, too. I mean, they're just, like, weird. I don't even
know. Yeah, it looks like it's like a poorly painted concrete wall that just, like, clunked to. So
exactly. That's what I was like.
Kind of makes me wonder about the magnetic ferrosity of that thing.
We see our Ziegelbert again. From last time, it was the same thing. It was on the truck.
It looks like Jägermeister.
Sure. we're in a warehouse. Ethan is on, has got his gun up to his face. He is in prime gun position. Hey, we're all big Warzone heads here, so.
Oh yeah, I got to keep that ADS going.
I love how you said that, Jonathan, because all my notes on here are about how this entire sequence reminds me of actually playing Warzone.
Okay, just so you know, Chris, we play Warzone a lot, and last night we were all playing together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we'll probably play again tonight. Mm-hmm. And we won last night. We came in second. We came in to be honest, we came in nothing the first time because Rob picked where we were going.
Hey, let's go to Promenade, and we all died.
We went to a place. There's 150 people in the game.
140 when we're there.
Every one of them showed
not
up.
Not including
decided
us.
To go. And
you guys sound like my kids talk. My kid talking to me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
What's that stuff?
Tell him to get on. We'll add him to our quad.
Yeah, he will. I'll tell him.
So
he'll start yelling and crying at you guys.
So,
who? Mike? His kid Mike.
My kid Mike.
So
does he play with mouse and keyboard?
Yes.
Mouse
and keyboard.
The thing that I was going to say that reminds me of it is there's a very dude moment that's happening during the sequence.
Mm-hmm.
And this is that dudes, you know, we're dudes, right?
We're all bros.
Is it the part where they're talking about their feelings over the comms?
Yeah, dudes aren't capable of, like, being like, hey, why don't you get coffee and talk about things? And then, like, having a conversation that's serious. Instead, it's got to be something else. So, you know, us, it might be gaming with our little headset on, which is what they're doing. They're actually doing it, but it's still the same thing where they're like, oh, so what's this Julie woman all about?
Luther sounds more jealous than he does intrigued and what's the deal with her, you know?
I guess it another
like,
leader.
Guess it feels you're cool, Ethan cool has that. Completely burned all of his friends over the past 5 years.
Exactly.
Like he's burned every person he knew from the IMF.
Well, in
even
his
Luther.
Defense, all of his friends are murderers.
Yeah.
Or turncoats.
Or war murderers.
He's the king of murderers.
King of murderers, there's something. They blow things up. They hack things. They're anarchists that get paid by the government.
This is why he's asking the question this way. He's not going to do it in person because Ethan could get mad and kill him.
I mean,
so this way, he's
exactly.
like, well, yeah, I'm in
don't
my-
get me wrong, guys, but guys, I think we need to defund the IMF.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I absolutely think we should. They've
Hashtag
not done much good.
IMF.
Like,
No, I mean, they're consent. I mean, there's a reason that they're, like, you know, in front of a hearing committee in the next movie.
Yeah, and the next movie they do
the next two
defunded.
Movies. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're like, you shouldn't have this because I think a bomb's going
to
go
and
off.
You know what?
Town.
Here's the thing. They still managed to save the world with no money. So take that, police officers.
Exactly.
Yeah, take that. Take that, Doug.
Mic drop.
Sorry, Doug.
Yeah, it's too long didn't read. Men can't do face-to-face friendships. We need to do side-by-side friendships. We got to do things where you're doing something together.
Well, that's because men can't talk when their penises are facing each other.
Oh, yeah, that's nature.
Yeah, yeah. If your dicks are touching or there, you can't have.
Yeah, because then they'll fight.
Yeah,
and remember they docking. Came from. He came from Felicity. He came from a show where they talked about feelings. Mm-hmm. And now they're on in a movie, and it's like, well, we need to get these feelings out of here. Otherwise, people are going to worry that maybe Luther and Ethan aren't in a good place. I'm like, I don't care. I just want them to save.
So which one of them is Noel?
Oh. Well, evil. We love Noel or Sean from Scrubs. Mm. No one cares, Sean. Everyone loves him. Yeah, no one's Noel. Fun story about that. Noel worked for Icebox, which was a video like they did like stop motion flash based animation, and then that company went under in the 2000s.
Did they do the flash animation for the eyepiece camera from earlier?
No, I wish. No, if you ever want to go go find Icebox videos, there are Icebox videos out there on YouTube, like Hard Drinkin' Lincoln. They did little, you know, like basically
Jib Jab,
like Jib Jab. Yeah. Yeah. Like a Quibi show. A Quibi?
Quibi?
Quibi.
Quibi. Quibi.
And I'll tell you in a Quibi.
Is that still a thing?
Quibi? Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe COVID killed it. We don't know. It should be dead. Yeah, he is. Ethan is, or Luther's landing on thick.
He's kind of like, I could have brought the meats and everything, Ethan.
He's like, you don't want to, the girl, what the hell do you see in her? That's a.
Oh, what do you see in this girl?
Hey. It's like, Luther, every couple of nights, me.
Jesus. I will say, his wife, whose character's name I can...
His wife!
I can never remember. What's her name? Michelle Monaghan. Like, who's the name of the...
Julie?
Julia.
Jules. Here's my take on Jules.
Okay.
Jules is the wife of a good friend that, like, the way you would describe her is, like, she's nice... But you have nothing more to say about her than that because there is nothing more.
Well that's kind of how the franchise. Yeah, that's how the franchise handled her. You know, it's like we may have made a mistake bringing her in and getting him married. Let's kind of get rid of her.
That's because Nia was too cool, so they had to give her some. Give him some very kind of like bland and.
Well, it's like marrying
pleasant.
Off James Bond.
Bland,
you know, you got to kill him right away
bland,
and get rid of him.
Bland in that. She's bland now. Like she used to like tear it up.
No, yeah. She's
but
bland.
Now
all
now
the
she's
time.
Getting married.
She's the person.
No, I think she had a wild side. Otherwise she would be looking for Mr. Adventure, Mr. Hard to Please.
No. Because she got married on Lake Watanabe.
No.
Yeah.
No. She's
Watanabe.
She's the wife of your friend that like there'll be occasional moments in your relationship where you're alone, like, you know, in the kitchen and you're just like, so and you're like, I have no connection to this person.
No, you
I
start
have-
talking to her, and the first thing she says to you is, I don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're just like, oh, okay.
Well, shit.
Or,
well,
I don't own a TV.
That's a whole different person. Yeah, I don't watch a lot of TV. Ignorance of it versus willful defiance of it. Like, I've been at a, I was at a party once. And
one time. It was a fun time you went, though, that one time?
That one party.
Man, I'm so glad I went. And I was, it was a bunch of.
Was this on Zoom?
No, this is in real life, guys. Party. This is back when we used to actually have parties. I went to a friend's housewarming party. And when we got there, I was talking to some person that seemed nice. And then I said something about TV, and they go, well, I don't own a television. I go, I think we can just cut this off now.
Well, honestly, like,
not...
on any dating profile, I'm like, oh, vegetarian? Nope. No television? Nope. There's a couple of hardliners that even if they're certainly nice people, they're not nice people for me. Gotta go.
Yeah.
But
I get that.
Do you think she watches, I mean, because we know Tom Cruise.
Oh, she
like,
watches Grey's
life.
Anatomy. She works in the medical field.
Okay.
She tears it apart, though. And sits
yeah,
down
oh, yeah. She
and
eviscerates
like, this
it.
Is the worst show ever. They would never do that. Oh, my God.
Like, she's like, Scrubs is actually more medically appropriate than.
And Ethan and her watch Alias, and he's like, they would never do that.
No,
that
no,
would never
is,
happen.
This is that couple that you're like, it's good he's always gone, because I can't imagine what they would talk about when they're alone.
Yes. I think you're right.
I know a few of those people.
Yeah.
I did, too.
I'm friends with them on Instagram, and I would look, you know, like especially like when
oh, name,
Father's
name
Day
Jonathan.
Happens. No. When Father's Day happens and then you see, oh, this guy's the best. He's such a loving husband. And you're like, he just seems so boring. And I'm just like, I'm sure he's fine. I mean, you married him and
The type that takes separate vacations from each other?
When they don't offer anything to contradict that, you can just fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So when they're super boring, you're just like, oh, I'm just going to make this shit up. And they're like, yeah, that sure, whatever. They just overlay it on them.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad this movie answers the question we've been, I mean, we, you know, we've known each other for, you know, dozens of years. But like when Mission Impossible came out, Mission Impossible 2, we were always like, God, I wonder what Ethan's like at home.
Yes. That's the question we've all been asking since the beginning of this series, you know.
Just wonder. And thank God this movie right away answers it.
Thank you, J.J. Abrams, for tying us down with this for the next
first, there's a sadistic barber chair scene, and then we get the home life. So there's balance. Right, you've got a home work-life balance.
I'm going to save it because we have a whole week, plus all the other weeks you have me on. But
let me
look at my contract again. I don't remember signing this.
Well, those are the weeks I'm going to be sick in the hospital.
You put a 3, but I just crossed it off and put a 9 for the number of episodes and signed it. You just didn't notice.
I just put a 3 on the other side and made it 8.
I'll put a 0, man, with a negative next to it.
So I'll save
put a 0 after it, so that's 30 episodes.
I'll save it for later this week, but I've got some bones. I got some bones to pick with you, Jonathan and Chris.
Well, for all the bones that get picked about episode or Mission Impossible 2, I don't think this one gets picked on enough.
No, listen, let's save it. Save it. I'll pick these bones on later this week.
Friday. Can't be Friday. Friday's always
slam packed. We got
fan fiction Friday.
All right.
So
Wednesday.
Pick them on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
One divisible by 3.
Bone picking.
Okay. Can we talk about their call signs again?
Let's talk about Mole Lady or whatever her name is.
Overwatch.
At first, I thought her name was Gopher, and then I wrote down the joke, I barely know her. But then I heard it later, and it's Groundhog, and I'm like,
oh my
God. I wrote Groundhog, I barely know her. So I was like, I could not keep the joke in, but I'm like, oh man,
I mean,
I missed the joke.
I love how they, when they were assigning names, you know, they're like, you're Groundhog, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah, she's like I'm Observer, you're Raider One, you're Phoenix, and you're Shitbag. I'm like, aw, come on.
You're blind mole rat.
Yeah, why not a naked mole rat?
I mean, if it's Maggie Q, that wouldn't be that bad.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Yeah, so Maggie Q is down in the basement, yeah.
She's doing the hardcore electronic stuff. She's rigging the place to blow.
We think.
I do want to point out, I think right before we see her, we see this large lad. Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Like, there's a large lad of a henchman. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Mike Huckabee's, like, one of his large adult sons.
Are you talking about the one that's wearing the apron?
Yes.
Well, I named him. I named him.
Me too.
He looked to me like a buff dentist, so I named him Dread Oral Roberts.
Ah.
Because he is the buff dentist, because early on in the movie, we know there's a dentist chair, and I think that maybe he's working remotely now, because now we know what that chair is for, is to put things inside of people's heads.
I named him Stonehenge.
Oh, I like that. Stonehenge is good.
I honestly just Google, like, Mike Huckabee family portrait, and he looks
I will not be doing that.
He looks like one of the large adult sons of his.
Or his daughter.
Or that. Yeah. So I'm Huckabee to me.
So it's Huckabee, Stonehenge, Dread Oral Roberts.
Dread Oral Roberts. Beautiful.
I love that apron. That apron's very industrial, very artisanal.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about his moves, guys. As you know, again, we're big movie, and now military.
Oh yeah, we know all of it.
We're now trained in.
Basically,
you know,
we could just drop in right now.
Yeah,
and just
absolutely.
Take out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would drop on the roof. George would not pull his parachute and die on the.
And
roof.
I would be like, guys, where are you? Why are you not around?
It's like we have loot. We have crates to loot.
Yeah.
So is this how you would properly clear a room with one person? Looks like he's taken up. He's figured out there are two people on computers. There is our bad henchman. What's his name again, Chris?
Mongo.
Our known henchman, not
Huckabee.
Brownsville, Browntown, Brown Note.
Oh yeah, Brown Noser.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Eddie Marsden?
Yeah.
Eddie Marsden.
I don't know.
What do we call him?
I thought he was Brown Nose or some sort of...
Is it? He had the nose issue because he was broken nose at the beginning.
Yeah, he did have the broken nose earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not yet.
He doesn't yet. Not yet.
No, so we know that so we have that to look forward to in the movie, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
And it's the introduction of Kerry Russell. Of yep. actual Kerry well, Russell.
Well, the introduction of Kerry Russell's prone form. She doesn't really say anything. She's just laying there in a chair like she's had better days.
Why?
Well, is it Kerry Russell or is it a Kerry Russell doll?
And Kerry Russell does not have her Felicity hair.
Nope.
So
it's blown out. She's got a blowout, which eventually she'll have one too, but spoilers. Her terminal blowout.
Yeah, they don't talk about after her, the brain bomb went off, she pooped herself too.
Yeah.
I was reading about this scene, and they did say that it was gorier. They said her eye popped out a little and spurted a little onto Ethan.
Oh, my God.
And they were like, no. No.
He's like, I hate squirters.
I'll lay a towel down next time. Warn me. It's cool. Come on. But, you know.
It's happened in the shower or something.
No kink is too weird.
It's basically piss.
Thank you. Thanks, George. All right, now let's make Chris sum up. Chris, what have we talked about today?
We've talked about
plugs.
Men feelings, blood plugs, which are one and the same.
Yes.
Yep.
Maggie Q being a gopher.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hardly even know her.
Hardly even know her, exactly. One of Huckabee's daughters being the
sons. Although that would be a totally cool thing. A
Huckabee.
If there was one of her daughter.
We can't say boy or girl. We're just going to go Huckabee. Henchabee. There you go. Henchabee. Henchabee. And then we've also talked about.
Speaking of his apron, I said it was artisanal. Artisanal also breaks down to art as anal. So given all the butt plug talk earlier, I feel like there's a tie in there that we're missing.
Oh, artisanal. Because
it goes
butt
into
plugs.
The sex room earlier in the movie.
Boy, this season's off the rails so fast for you guys. It never got started on the rails. You just
and then, of course, without rails. We also got to the Zori Bliss, you know. The obligatory Zori Bliss, J.J. Abrams
this is the
cameo,
one
friend cameo.
Not the second one. You'd what? Think the second one. Everyone always thinks the second one's off the rails.
No, it's this not. One. This one's off the rails before we even get on rails. It's like, no. We're going to skip the rails. We're just going to go straight to the side road.
Oh, I didn't mean the movie. I just meant the show.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
I'm talking about the show.
He's talking about both.
Movie.
He means both.
I'm
one
both.
The same.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
He does say, Phoenix, I have eyes on the prize. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Phoenix is because that's not the helicopter man. That's not who his call sign comes out later episode.
Yeah, you're right. I thought Phoenix was Strickle, but it's not, is it? Because he's
Stickle.
Stickle.
What'd you call him? Shrickle?
I call him Strickle. Strickle.
Shrekle.
He's Strickle.
Shrekle.
He's Shrekle.
No, not Shrekle.
Get over here, donkey.
Wait a minute.
Donkey.
Could you redo Shrek with Ethan Hunt and Luther?
You could, but you'd have to call it Get Shreked.
Oh, boy.
You know what else has layers, Lethan? An onion.
You know what else has layers?
An onion.
Yeah, is
I ain't know nobody know
wait,
like
wait,
no
is he saying Phoenix face. Has eyes on the prize, or is...
No, he says, Phoenix, I have eyes on the prize. I'm wondering if Phoenix is Dr. Manhattan.
Oh.
Is like Base. Is Base in on this?
They're communicating with Base. No, Luther they aren't. Okay. Between?
And all right, well,
Luther.
Luker.
Luther.
Luther Stickle.
Luther Stickle is, he's Overwatch or Observer.
Yeah, he's Overwatch.
They should, well, he's like, when he says Phoenix, they should just cut to that famous photo of Obama and Hillary in the Situation Room during the Bin Laden raid.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
They're just like, wow.
And there's the creepy hair touching. I hate the creepy hair touching. Just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're asleep.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, this guy, I mean, this henchman.
Brown nose.
Yeah.
Brown nose.
You can tell this is the son of a rich father who obviously sexually assaulted multiple women in his career, and it looks like he's ready to do it again. Like that, he's creepy.
You mean if the guy with the apron wasn't there?
He's waiting for Henchabee to leave.
He's the Ron Jeremy of MI3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that is poignant. You can tell how close to the real time we were taking it.
Let's say that dropped yesterday, folks. So
hey, guys, don't ever have heroes.
Yeah, speaking of Groundhog.
They all fail you.
Or whatever.
Hey, and funny enough, he was called the
Hedgehog.
The Badger.
Groundhog.
No, the
Godhog.
The Hedgehog.
Hedgehog.
The Hedgehog, not the Groundhog.
Yeah.
That's Maggie Q.
It's because he was so fast, like Sonic.
Nope, that's not why. It's because he's a hairsuit.
Because they use so many rings.
The only thing I want to say.
The tennis shoes on. That's what it was.
The other thing I want to say about J.J. Abrams, because I guess I have bones to pick for later, but
you have to pick them tomorrow, but or Wednesday, whenever the hell we do this. But tell us what you got.
Well,
this is a pre-bone.
It's a pre-bone.
Okay. Just put a book in front of it.
It's be fine. It's so. Okay, here's a question. Think of the best
math bone.
Think of the best Mission Impossible action sequences in the franchise. You don't need to name them, but just think of them.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
They're making my boner worse, but I can't keep on.
What time? What part of the day do they happen?
Day.
Almost always all day. Yeah. And this movie is a lot of nighttime stuff, and it doesn't work as well.
Tie-in? We should watch Night and Day. Actually, a pretty fun
spy
movie.
That's actually a lot more fun.
I've never
movie.
Seen Night and Day.
It's fun. It actually is a lot of fun.
I don't know Night and Day.
It's Tom Cruise. Spoofing this character, basically yeah. with Cameron Diaz, who is no longer an actress, which is good because she wasn't really one in that movie. But he is super charming in that
she
movie.
She was very much Cameron Diaz in that movie. But yes.
Oh, it's Knight
kind of
and
Day. All her movies,
not
yes.
yeah. Knight and Day.
Yeah.
Knight, yeah. Well, let's, guys, I'd like to talk about our feelings before we step into the tech of the app.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we turn the cameras off? I don't want to see you guys when we're doing it.
I'm imagining your penises when we do this.
It's so much boner talk already. I'm ready to go.
I'm imagining that Chris's penis is smirking at us.
It smirks all the time.
Chris is at a 4, but his penis is at a 7.
But it's really a 4.
That's the normal day for me.
Yeah,
he's a grower, not a shower.
Yeah,
exactly.
Terrifying.
Okay. Terrifying.
It's like Godzilla coming out of the waves.
Jira! Here we come.
The music plays too. Dun, 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 dun.
All right, we're in the zone. We're in the zone. Godzilla is here. Can you, God, get that thing out.
Godzilla!
Just in the camera. Yeah, exactly. It's waving around.
Hey, Chris, did you cut your fingernails too short?
Chris, maybe. Move the wine bottle.
That's not a wine bottle? I've never seen glass that color.
You can cut glass.
Well, cut glass, I bet. Let's talk about techs of the apps. There's a lot in this episode. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's a lot this week.
A lot of tech.
A lot of tech.
A lot of tech. Big tech. Big tech one.
Yep. George, what are we going with?
I'm going to go with the magnetic sex toy.
Yep.
Good one.
Yep. Magnetic butt club.
Yeah. Yep.
Back on up.
Either that, or the lifeless Carrie Russell sex doll. That's the other one.
Oh boy,
those are expensive.
They are. It's the hair, especially to get the Felicity
and
hair.
To get
done.
That eye. That eye just kind of like round and like look like it's about to pop out with the red.
Later, when you finish,
someone didn't rinse their doll.
Oh yeah,
it's growing
bacterial
something.
Build up in there.
Maybe that's what this factory is. That's where they make real dolls.
That's why they need the chairs.
That's why they took her.
They thought she was one. They're like, we got to take her back for repairs to the island of misfit butt toys.
they make hench wives there.
Yep. That's where Tom Cruise gets all his wives from.
This is all starting to make sense.
Yeah.
Chris, what about you?
I was going with a butt plug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went with the butt plug. That's what I said earlier.
Don't ever buy them refurbished.
No.
Or
used.
Oh, no.
Not even lightly used.
Yeah.
You want the thing, you want the wrappers intact.
Yep.
Don't break
it's
the
like
seal
a, it's
on
it's like
before
a,
you
it's
get
like
to
a
it.
Mattress. Don't ever pick one up from
or,
a dumpster.
Or a hymen, whatever.
Yep. Rob, what about you?
Either one has to be broken into.
Exactly.
There we are.
Okay. So I think you guys are gross for some of the stuff you're saying. I was just gonna go with Ethan's MP5.
Oh,
Call of Duty fans, you know, it's a gun that you use sometimes. I prefer the MP7 if I'm going to use an SMG.
Is that because it's got a higher fire rate or hits a little bit harder?
The MP7 has a little more range, George. Mm-hmm. So an MP.
Oh my God, Chris just fell asleep.
Yeah, so MP5
that's exactly what I was like. I have no
idea
what you're talking about.
His eyes look the same.
Yeah,
it's like my son talking to me about Fortnite. I'm like, huh? Well, sure.
This isn't Fortnite. Okay. This is Call of Duty.
Yeah, we're adults.
Totally different.
We're not kids.
Same difference, guys.
I also play Fortnite.
Get off my lawn.
But yeah, I mean, it's cool little gun.
It's also one of the only times we're going to see him tactically, like, in a tactical situation like this. Let's think about the movies. How many times is he carrying a gun up to his face,
yeah,
like in a tactical position?
Yeah, like a SWAT situation.
Very moving rarely. From room to room. Very rarely. He's a spy. Mm-hmm. He's not a. He's. But we now know he's also a soldier.
It's like,
which is kind of nice.
It's like Rainbow Six, or if Chris did it, Rainbow Four.
Rainbow 3.5.
I loved Rainbow 3.5, First Blood.
Part 2.
Exactly.
Part
2? Part 2, First Blood, Part 2. Or
yes.
Rainbow 3,
mine,
First Blood, Part 3.
Mine's the headset. I like the fun little, it's a like wire thin headset on him. It's kind of like what they're used for plays back in the early 2000s. Mm. Like when you see a play on Broadway.
Yeah, put or
on
like TV. Garth Brooks' live
not
show.
Not the mic they went to. It's not beige color. Hair later on. Yeah, later on they went under your hair and you didn't see it at all. Yeah. But before it was a tiny little beige like or skin tone version of it. He's got that going on.
But it
right
took
now,
up to 2019 to make black ones.
We're so political on our show.
It's also a sign of the times.
I mean, we're already defunding IMF.
I know, yeah.
We're going to get on it. Mm-hmm.
Ron Jeremy's going to jail.
Luther's going to be in a crappy van from now on. He doesn't get a new van every 6 months, dude. You don't need that. Just use any old van.
Yeah.
No, we've talked about this. That van is custom. It has a metal sliding, like almost like a blast shield, for the between the driver and where his little Luther room is.
The greatest trick this franchise ever pulled off is making a character in every one of the movies where his whole thing is he sits on a chair in a van in an action franchise. We're like, oh,
but
yeah.
It's interesting.
Luther's awesome. You mean the guy who sits in a van?
Yeah. I mean, remember in the next movie, it's literally like, we're just going to bring Luther in and he's just going to sit at this table for a few minutes and do some work. And you're like, cool.
He's like the Bernies from Weekend at Bernie's of the IMF. You just kind of drag him around. And
he's great. He's great. He gets all the ladies, too. Just like Bernie.
Just like Bernie
was slaying in that movie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he got laid.
Sanders?
Has anyone gone back to look at
he
that?
He did. Remember that was a moment where his boss's girlfriend came in and
yeah he had, to town he had sex.
Yeah.
Yep.
I can't wait for the next Mission Impossible movie where whenever Luther hears music, he starts dancing to where the the bomb's at.
That's Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yeah, I know.
If it's Jamaican music or whatever that was. Because I think he was cursed, I believe.
Weekend
he was like a zombie at that point. Yeah.
Well, he was dead.
Movie. We're not going to be watching that on our Patreon.
Oh,
but maybe
we should.
No, Rob, you should problematic favorites. I mean, that one's about necrophilia. And
what's wrong with that, Jonathan?
Yeah.
You're right. Nothing. That's
the
a
dead speak!
Yeah, see? J.J. Abrams was right. The dead speak.
Mm-hmm. I apologize to everyone's ears because that is going to blow out your... I'll do what I can in post, guys, just so you know.
Fix it in post.
All right. So, well, we'll come back for minute 17 on Wednesday.
Hopefully this
Does that sound good?
Yeah, as long as that cherry pit finds its way out of my throat.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Yeah, hopefully you've passed that by now.
Please do a video of you finding that thing, no matter how you do it, and then post it online.
Ugh. All right, well, until tomorrow. Oh, God damn it. Until Wednesday, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I'm still George.
I've been Rob. This minute will self-destruct in 10, 9,
no, it's
8,
too many. Come on.
7,
oh, look, I found the pit.
7! 6, 5,
let me help you. Let me help you.
4, 3, you think I'm messing around? 2, 1.
I shot my secretary.
See you next time on the show. It's done. It was so fun. Thanks for listening to Mission Impossible. Impossible. Impossible.